Hallelujah.
We thank God for a great opportunity. Amen. We are at the threshold of the gate of heaven. Praise the name of the Lord. And that's the announcement we have this morning, that the church is standing at the gate. Praise the name of the Lord. And there is a time ordained of God that these gates are to be what now? Opened. Praise the name of the Lord. Men have been at this gate from generation, from the very beginning. But it is ordained. Hallelujah. At a particular point, this gate shall be what? Opened. And men shall enter. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, God has been giving us revelations, just like he gave to Jacob. Jacob came to a place, a very ordinary place, as far as he was concerned, and he was tired. He lay down to sleep, and it was in the course of his sleep that he had a vision of the night, a dream, and he saw angels ascending and what now? Descending. You know, the Bible says they were ascending first. It means they were men. I don't know if you understand that. Their starting point was where? From the earth. It didn't say they came from heaven. They first of all did what now? Ascended. When they got to the heavens, there was a man standing there. Praise the name of the Lord. That said, I am the God of Abraham. We are ascending. And brethren, we will meet God. When we meet God, then we will be ready to bless humanity. Praise the name of the Lord. This is our, we have an appointment with the God of Abraham. Praise the name of the Lord. Jacob began to quake. He said, I'm afraid of this place. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm afraid of this place. This is none other than the gate of heaven. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, I believe that to one extent or the other, heaven will open to us today. Praise the name of the Lord. And we will, there are men and women. In Proverbs chapter 8, it said, blessed is the man that heareth me, waiting daily at my post, watching at my doors. There are men and women who have been putting their ears every day to the door. Praise the name of the Lord. They want to hear what is happening the other side. And bringing their voices. There are visions. There are revelations. There are dreams. There are things that God is releasing to entice his people. And bringing, I trust God that today the Lord will reveal something to you. You know, he said that he that findeth the word of God, findeth life. Praise the name of the Lord. What are we actually finding? You know, behind this book, there is a living reality. Do you believe that? Hallelujah. This thing here is to introduce you to a spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. An eternal reality. A living being that has been since he was not created. He does not dwell within the realm of time. But you see, there is something about that spirit. Anything that he comes in contact with, anyone that comes in contact with that spirit does what now? Changes. You either become like that spirit, do you understand? Or you are destroyed. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We are seeking that through the medium. This thing is a conduit, it's a contact point to introduce us to a spirit. When you get connected with that spirit, this one will not be meaningful anymore to you. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm sure you know that a time will come when this one, you will not need it anymore. Because the entirety of this book would have been written where? On the table of your heart. You will become this thing. You will be the book that men are going to say that the books were what now? Opened. And men read what was written in the books. Hallelujah. There is a great journey ahead of us. And it is important that you do not allow things to distract you. That you do not allow things to take your time more than it should. You do not allow things to become important to you more than they should. Because there is a definite call upon your life. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to share with us, it's a burden that for quite some time, that's been my burden. You know, and somehow God has been emphasizing it because there is a need for a change among God's people in order to be able to relate with the dimension of word that will be coming. Praise the name of the Lord. There is a dimension of the word of God that will be coming to the church that will provoke judgment and death. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? God is about to speak without barrier. For quite some time, there's been a buffer. Praise the name of the Lord. But God is about to appear raw. I don't know what you, if you understand me. We are about to see God in raw form. That form, he said, no man can see me and do what now? And live. Now, so if I am to see God in this form, I must be ready to see him. In other words, my heart must be inclined to him, so that that encounter will produce life. Because the word of God is a two-edged word now, sword. Are we ready for God? Praise the name of the Lord. What will you do when he does what now? Appears. God has not appeared yet. Believe me, what we see here are glimpses and glimpses of glory. But a time will come, brethren, when God will appear in the midst of his people. That must be the expectation of your heart. You know, God has been trying to tune our minds in preparation. You know, told Moses, go, get ready. Tell the people to wash their what now? Their clothes. In the third day, I will appear. Now, when he appeared, you know what happens? People ran for their lives. The sight was too awesome because they did not expect. You understand? They have been hearing about this God. He told Moses, I will bring you out. I will do this. I will do that. I will do that. When God appeared, men did what? They ran away. Praise the name of the Lord. So God is preparing you for his appearing. Something must happen to our mentality. Something must happen to our attitude. Something must happen to our consciousness. But most importantly, something must happen to the way we relate to the word of God. So God is preparing us for that change. And God wants to remove barriers. Things that diminish. You know, brethren, the word of God is full of power. Do you believe that? As we're going to read from Hebrews 4, it says, it is full of living power. That's what I prophesied. In other words, inside the word, there is the energy to do what God says you should do. So why are we not experiencing this living power? There is something that is limiting and hindering and opposing and resisting. And it is not outside, it is somewhere where within me. It has diminished God's power over the years. It's a spirit called Leviathan. Praise the name of the Lord. The man is a proud beast. Hallelujah. But God says he will raise up a sword that will smite Leviathan. Praise the name of the Lord. And believe me, something is going to happen to him. He has so much confidence in his armor. He feels that nothing can penetrate it. So he's very arrogant, he's very proud. But brethren, something is about to happen. In that day, you won't need long preaching. Are you understanding me? You will come here and 1 minute, the glory of God will fall. And everybody will be on their faces. Meeting has ended. Nobody will have strength to come here and start preaching, brethren, do this, do that. Do you understand? God will start dealing with you. He will start walking up. Why? Because the door has been what now? Opened. The barrier has been removed. And you find out that, yes, a man can hear God. When he comes out, his face will be what now? Shining. People look at it and say, where have you been? Hallelujah. Say, there's something about you. He said, yes, I was in camp. Praise the name of the Lord. And we saw the God of heaven. He's not going to be far away again, brethren. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's go to John chapter 19 and trust God to help us. Praise the name of the Lord. John chapter 19. Hallelujah. I'll read from verse 14, but I'm interested in verse 17 and 18. Amen. Hallelujah. It said, now it was the day of preparation for the Passover, and it was about the sixth hour, about 12 o'clock noon. He said to the Jews, see, here is your king. But they shouted, away with him. Away with him. Crucify him. Pilate said to them, crucify your king. The chief priest answered, we have no king but Caesar. Then verse 16. Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified, and they took Jesus and led him away, and he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and two others with him, on either side one, and Jesus in the middle. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, we are going to be looking at something that deals with the very essence of our Christianity. This is the crux of the matter. This is where, you know, this thing that happened here was perhaps the most monumental incident in history, apart from the resurrection. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? This was the climax of the issue between light and what now? Darkness. At this point in time, God gathered darkness, put it inside a man, and did what now? Dealt a final blow to it. Now, the manifestation of this reality is not yet seen in creation. But very soon, what the Lord did, the wisdom of God here, will be manifested in a people. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God took sin, put it inside a man, and did what? And killed it. Praise the name of the Lord. From this point, this story was finished. From this point, the devil was defeated. From this point, God's issue was settled. From this point, God recovered his position in the midst of his creation. Praise the name of the Lord. His rightful place was settled. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, every soul that is born in this world is on a journey. Now, this journey will actually still terminate at this place called the place of the skull. It's a place in the spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. Two things will happen there. One is that my soul will be given over to darkness. Praise the name of the Lord. At this point, the struggle, you know, there has been a struggle within the soul of man for God to leave me alone. Hello, are you with me? The soul has been striving. Leave me alone. Let me have my way. Praise the name of the Lord. Let go of me. You know, yesterday we read, he said, what is man that you are mindful. Do you know what it means? It means that God is watching me every second. He said, what is the son of man that you do what? Visit him. Now, I will encourage you to take that word visit and check it up. Do you understand? It means quite a lot of things. One of the things it means is to make him an overseer. Do you understand? Visit him to set him up on high. Also visit him to examine him, to judge him. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, that's God. That's part of what he's planning. Now, on the other hand, brethren, there is something within me that has been struggling. Say, let me alone. Leave me. You are the... Leave us alone. Oh, son of David, leave us alone. Did you hear a spirit say that to Jesus, right? The man of Gadarene. Leave us alone. Leave us alone. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, in the soul, there has been that battle. You know, recently the Lord showed me something. You know, when the first rebellion took place, there were certain spirits that God took and bound them. He called it chains of darkness. That's when I found out that darkness can be what now? A chain. Great chains of darkness. Certain spirits were bound in certain dimensions, but that they be released in the day of the great judgment. Now the Lord showed me, say that these spirits have been agitating. Praise the name of the Lord. They have been saying, let us break their bands, what now? Asunder. Now, you may, I was asking, who are they talking to? And the Lord showed me, said they are talking to men. Human beings. Now, the key is that this, the release of the spirits is determined by men. There are certain men on the earth, when we engage, why do spirits tempt you? When you engage in certain activities for which these spirits were bound, praise the name of the Lord, they are what now? Released. And they begin to function. So at this time of the end, we're going to see spiritual activities, do you understand, come to certain, what now, dimensions. We see it manifested in homes. Natural boundaries are broken. Do you understand? A woman wakes up, she kills her husband, she kills her children, and then she kills herself. It's become very common. There are spirits that are breaking out, coming forth. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, while this is going on, the life of God is also breaking out. Praise the name of the Lord, coming forth. Now, these two, all of this will climax at this place called Golgotha. You know, what happened? Israel rejected their king. Praise the name of the Lord. A man was sent from God. He came at light, presented himself, and the people said, what now? We don't want you. And they have been walking secretly. Praise the name of the Lord. Plotting against him. Inside their what now? Their hearts. But a time came when the matter now did what? Came out openly. Initially they couldn't arrest him for fear of the Jews. But a time came when the opportunity was ripe. And they brought him to Pilate. And Pilate said, why do you want this man dead? What has he done? And they said, we don't care. We want him what now? Dead. Crucify him. Pilate, Bible says Pilate asked them 3 times. You see, when a man is headed towards a path of destruction, the Lord actually raises up what now? Obstacles for you. Obstacles. Asking you questions. Trying to agitate your conscience. Trying to, you know, put stumbling blocks that will stop you from going towards this direction. But the Bible says, when he saw that these people were hell-bent. And I'm sure you understand that what we're talking about is something happening where? Right inside you. Some are going... In the world, there is an attempt to quench the light of the gospel. Praise the name of. Do you understand the point? Why men want to remove every obstacle so that they can give full rein to their unbridled what now? Passions. Praise the name of the Lord. So there's a push. There is a push in that direction. Praise the name of the Lord. On the other hand, some others are submitting their own will. Are we together? Their own ambitions, their own desires. They are yielding it to what now? To a spirit, the Most High God. Are we together? Good. So at Golgotha, one mind will be taken over by the Lord. Another mind will be taken over by what now? Darkness. All at the same point. So we are on a journey. Praise the name of the Lord. So this is the crux of this matter. Now, in order to understand this story, it may not make meaning to you. We are going to go to Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 17, and see the background to this story, and trust that the Lord will help us to begin to come to a place where we can appreciate and apply this to ourselves. Because I am the one going to Golgotha. Praise the name of the Lord. I am the one going. Golgotha is a place where a man comes to Paul, said, I am what now? Crucified with who now? With Christ. Something has happened to my mind, to my emotions, to my will, to my desire. That old man, he said, it is no longer what now? I have not come to that place yet, brethren. Praise the name of the Lord. But that is my destination. That is your destination. It happens at the place of what now? The skull. You know this thing here? It houses many things. Praise the name of the Lord. The natural mind is what? Enmity. This is the house of enmity. Praise the name of the Lord. This is the house of rebellion. This is the house of opposition and what? Resistance to God. Praise the name of the Lord. There is something going on here that God wants to expose and then judge it. Praise the name of the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel 17. Where is Samuel? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to read from verse 4. Are we there? He says, and there went out a champion of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was what? 6 cubits and a span. Praise the name of the Lord. And he had a helmet of brass on his head. And he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had greaves of brass upon his legs, and a target of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing a shield went before him. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, the Bible tells us that this man was a champion of the Philistines. Praise the name of the Lord. He was a full representation of Philistia. Now, this nation was one of the worst enemies of Israel. By this time, you're no longer hearing about the Amorites and the Hivites and all that. This nation had come, and they were neighbors, direct neighbors of Israel. Praise the name of the Lord. And they were very warlike. They were very aggressive people. Their intention was to keep Israel under their what? Control. They had so dominated Israel that if you're in Israel, you can't make a spear, a sword. You must go to the Philistines. You can't make, you know, anything, you must go to them to do it. That was the Philistines for you. It is speaking about the fleshly nature that wants to keep your spirituality under control. Yes, you are born again. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, you speak in tongues. Yes, you even have miracles, healings. But you see, there is a level that you cannot what now go beyond. In fellowship, that aspect manifests. So we want to keep everything under, do you understand, my control. Thus far you will go, and what now? No further. In my life, the same thing. You know, there is a limit. You just can't go beyond that limit. The carnal nature simply wants your spirituality to be within certain thresholds and certain limits. And praise God, this is them. These are the men that capture the ark of God and put it inside their what now? Pockets. And then got their pockets burnt. Praise the name of the Lord. But that's the Philistines for you. They want to get the ark and put it in the house of what now? Their gods. So you worship. Pharaoh said to Israel, you understand? Worship. Don't go far. Worship here. Do you understand the point? The enemy, sometimes he can't stop you from being born again. But he can keep a limit on your what now? Your spirituality. You just can't go beyond a particular limit. And these are the Philistines for you. And here we see a giant emerge. Now, Jesus said something that as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of what now? The Son of Man. In other words, we expect giants at this time. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, Genesis 6 tells us that it came to pass that when men were what now? Increased and multiplied upon the earth, and daughters were born unto them, and that the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were beautiful, they were fair, they were attractive, and the Bible says that they began to marry them. In fact, anyone they liked, they just married. Now, as I looked at that scripture, I began to ask a few questions. And if you look at verse 3, he begins to explain what men were. God says, my spirit will not continue to strive with man because he is what now? Flesh. Praise the name of the Lord. So we see that man means what? Yesterday we read that Adam. Is that correct? Adam. So we see a multiplication of what? Flesh. Growing. Increasing. Enlarging. Now, not even just outside, even in the church. The gospel in the church has been tailored by the Philistines. Do you understand? To breed flesh. I don't know if you understand me. The gospel, instead of, is breeding flesh. You know, say you put 1 naira, you get 10 naira. What are you breeding? Greed. Do you understand that? And it's growing. So, he said, it was at this time that giants did what now? Appeared. So the giant speaks about flesh that has grown out of proportion, out of what now? Control. You have a habit. You have an appetite. Do you understand the point? That you are no longer in control. That thing is now what? Controlling you. Oh, I just love coffee. Robert was talking about coffee. The moment I smell it like this, my head does I can't control myself again. It could mean anything. You know, the key there was that the sons of God saw the daughters of men. The daughters of men speak about the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and what now? The pride of life. It is this world system. And we're looking at it, and we can't control ourselves anymore. For some of us, it's fashion. Praise the name of the Lord. It's just what we love to wear. We've forgotten that even your dress is an offering to who? To God. Are you understanding me? There's no way you can read the book of Exodus and see how particular God was about what Aaron wore. Even though, of course, it has spiritual implications. But see, God is interested in what you wear. Because you are what now? A priest. Your dress makes a statement. The world understands this well. They use their dress to make what now? A statement. Are we together? Somebody cut this one here. Today, this is the breath. They are now, the thing is almost like dropping out. They are trying to say what now? Something. What are you saying? praise the name of the Lord, what statement are you making? He said, what is your own? He said, I like it. Do you understand the point? That is your statement, isn't it? I like it. That's why I'm wearing it. It's not enough to do something because you like it. It's a life that is not going on this journey. It's a life that is breathing. You know, Samson said, get her for me, for she what now? She pleases. They were asking him why. You know, he couldn't answer that. Are you getting my point? Pilate asked, why must he that? Why are you putting to death this life inside you by the lifestyle that you are what now? Living. Why are you killing the Christ within you? Because he said that they suppress the truth that they know by the life that they do what now? They live. Because of that, the anger of God is being poured out. They are holding the truth and living in unrighteousness. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, I hope I'm talking to somebody here. Now, the truth is that we are going beyond the point of doing things, oh, it looks good on me. Fine. No problem with anything looking good on you. There is no law. Are we together? The law now is the law of your consecration. The law now is the law of your commitment. The law now is the law of the revelation of who you are, who God is making you. That's the law that guides you. Praise the name of the Lord. So, but you see a situation where there is a multiplication of fleshliness, fleshly appetites. So women have children, and then they sell their children into prostitution so that they can sustain their drug habit. Praise the name of the Lord. They've come to a point where that maternal instinct. Are you getting my point? Before you touch a woman's daughter, 12 years, 11 years, the woman will take a knife and do what now? And kill you. She's that protected. Now it's the other way around. Praise the name of the Lord. Something was going wrong in the soul, in the nature and the personality of men. We have been taught a gospel that just encourages you to indulge. Praise the name of the Lord. And we have lived life simply because I like it. And it's a problem. Somebody makes like, I like it. It's an authority. Because I like it, I can what now? Do it. So, brethren, when the fleshly nature continues to grow, you know the Bible says it grows. Lust conceives and brings forth what? Sin. Sin now goes into a process of maturing and growing and brings forth what? Death. So there are giants in the land. Things have gone out of proportion. Men are under, you know, pornography is a scourge. I'm not talking about in the world. I'm not talking about right inside what now? The church. Men have become overpowered by it. A man says that this, a spirit tells him, go and do this. He knows that this is wrong, but he just cannot say what now? No. Praise the name of the Lord. And so when we talk about giants, we're not talking something very far away. We're talking about something happening within my person and my personality. Praise the name of the Lord. That has grown out of control and grown out of proportion, and I just can't get a grip on it. And it is this thing that has resisted us. You know, the man came and said, I defy the armies of the living God. Pray your prayers. I am waiting for you. Do you understand the point? Make all your noise. I'm still here. Why? Because there's a giant what now? Standing. Brethren, there has to be a David. Praise the name of the Lord. There has to be a man after God's own heart. The regular church, the regular soldiers cannot fight this thing. There was a David. Who was David? David represents the principle of the heavenly government. The man who walks not after the flesh, but after what now? The spirit. That's what David represents. David was a man who before he could cough, he said, God, there's something like cough coming out. Should I cough? And when he coughs, the thing comes out of his mouth. Lord, should I spit it? David said, okay. God said, spit. He said, okay, Lord, where should I spit it? In the kitchen or in the toilet or wherever. So you find a man who had given up. David came to the point in his life when he wouldn't fight for his own rights. Do you understand the point? We are living in a time when human rights, stability, human rights is now the main issue of the day. We are creating rights, trying to, you know, do as if man is the final authority. Meanwhile, God's rights, you know, Jesus was completely, you know, stripped of every human right. There has been no trial that has been as unjust as this trial. One man, a lawyer, took time to itemize the level of injustice meted out to him. He says, in his humiliation, his justice was what now? Denied him. And he kept his mouth what? Shut. That was David. When Saul wanted to, he could have killed Saul. But he said, if God said this word, God will do what? He will bring it to pass. I'm not going to run Saul down. You know, today men come do things to you and you start fighting. I've seen Christians quarrel over money. The way everybody is pushing, Bible is now on one side. Do you understand the point? Something takes over. I want my money. I give him the money. He does not want to return it. And there is fight. In the home, it's the same thing. Praise the name of the Lord. The husband and wife are pushing. Each person asserting his own rights. Pushing. Where is Christ in it? Nowhere. And brethren, David was just not like that. David waited until Saul, what now, died. And Israel, he didn't even come out. Israel said, please come and be what now, our king. There is a life in which God can fight for you. There is a life in which you don't need police. You don't need anything. You simply need God. A matter comes, you take it before the Lord. Do you understand the point? And the man will come and say, sorry, please, this is your money, take it. This was what David represented. He represented God in a preeminent place in the thought and consciousness of his creation. You make him number one. And praise the Lord. When Absalom said, I want to take over, David said, oh yeah, David packed his bags and did what now? And left. They brought the ark. He said, leave the ark there. If he pleases God, he will do what? He will bring me back. It was a life totally submitted to who? To God. And this is the only life that can judge the level of giants that are coming out in the earth at this time. Praise the name of the Lord. Can we trust God? Can we trust Him to fight for us? Can we trust Him to provide food for us? Can we trust Him to, do you understand the point? Keep our family for us. Can we trust Him that at the end of the day, you just rest? And the Lord begins to walk. Praise the name of the Lord. This is the man that God wants to bring out at this time. Only him can confront this Goliath, this giant. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, Goliath was coated, suited up. You know, the Bible goes into details to tell you about his what now? Armor, his protection. All the things that he put on him to ensure that nobody, you understand, passes through. You know, when you see Goliath, normally you ask, who is Goliath? They say, it's the devil. That's devil. You understand the point? But Goliath is not really very far away. Goliath is where? Right. It's actually me. This man, this giant you see, is who? It's me. Now, an armor, you know what it means? It's an equipment either for attack or for what now? For defense. Let's look at the armor as a means of defense. You know, when you wear an armor, it means that the weapons of the enemy will not be able to do what? To pierce through, isn't it? You are well defended and you are... And believe me, Goliath was confident. He was very confident of his armor. That when David came, he looked at him and... You understand the point? Say, this is a joke. That's what he was trying to say. This is what? A joke. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, the issue is this. Who is Goliath? And who is wearing this armor? And who is he actually trying to, what now, defend himself from? Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, let's read something. Luke chapter 11. Let's move. Luke chapter 11. It's a very popular scripture. I read verse 21. Are we there?
Hello?
It says, when the strong man, fully armed, from his courtyard guards his own dwellings, his belongings are undisturbed, his property is at peace and is secure. But when one stronger than him attacks him and conquers him, he robs him of his old armor, on which he what now? He relied. Praise the name of, that's the key word there. And divided up and distributes all his goods as a plunder. Okay, praise the name of the Lord. So this armor is also confidence. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? It's my confidence. And we all have confidences. And this is the key. Right now, read Philippians chapter 3. Let's look at that. Hold on to this, Luke 12. Philippians chapter 3. Praise the Lord. Philippians chapter 3. Praise the name of the Lord. Philippians chapter 3. Praise the Lord. I'm going to read from verse 3. For we Christians are the true circumcision, who worship God in spirit and by the Spirit of God, and exalt and glory and pride ourselves in Jesus Christ, and put no confidence or dependence on what we are in the flesh, and on outward privileges and physical advantages and external appearances. Though for myself, I have at least some grounds to rely on the flesh. If any other man considers that he has or seems to have reason to rely on the flesh and his physical outward advantages, I still have more. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, we're looking at an armor. Now, you see, the story is this. The battle between Israel and the Philistines. If the Philistines defeat the Israelites, they do two things to them. Number one, they cut off their head. We are going to come to that later. Then number two, they strip what now? Their armor. Praise the name of the Lord. Good. Now if Israel defeats the Philistines, they do the same thing to them. They cut off what? Their head, and they strip their armor. That is the rule of the game. Praise the name of the Lord. So now let's talk about this armor. Here, Philippians tells us that we are talking about natural confidences. Now let's look at this. When the word of God comes to a person, assuming that we are talking about finances, trusting God for your finances. Do you understand the point? Trusting God to provide for you. And I want to assume that maybe somebody like Dangote is sitting here. Otedola is sitting here. And you're preaching. You have to believe God for... Do you understand? I'm using an extreme illustration. Believe God to provide for you day by day, trusting God on a daily basis. What do you think he'll be doing? Most likely be sleeping. Because that message actually in his mind has nothing to do with him. Do you know why? He has a confidence. So spiritually speaking, he's wearing what now? An armor. So that word, you know, they say it's people who are having difficult time that you preach Job. Are you getting my point? Those are the people you preach Job to. You don't preach it to people who are riding high. Now, brethren, in the mind, in our souls, there are all kinds of armor. Praise the name of the Lord that we are wearing. Now, we don't know it. Praise the name of the Lord. But we have a lot of reliance on our natural intelligence. Do you understand that? We rely a lot on our beauty. We rely a lot on our education. We rely a lot on our connections. Praise the name of the Lord. There are so much things that we rely upon that when the word of God is touching that area, you think that this is not really for me. So whether you like it or not, something comes up, and as we're going to see, a wall, Paul calls it every high thing that sets itself up above the knowledge of God. It comes up. So as this word is coming, brethren, there are a million reactions taking place within your soul, even in the realms of your unconscious. And then tomorrow, people are wondering, why is this word not working? Praise the name of the Lord. Sometimes, you know, a word can come to a person, and the person thinks that he is the one who has to work out the word. And he looks at himself, he doesn't see any strength. Sometimes a voice says, don't bother, you understand the point? Well, nothing you can do about it. So, we have a situation. Paul said that this is why our warfare is not really against flesh and blood. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If, you know, you are a doctor, and, you know, doctors keep drugs all over the place. Are you getting my point? They have this thing from their training. The moment you have a symptom, they're not praying about it. They have already what now? Diagnosed it. You think it's normal? It's not normal anything. The Bible says, if any is sick among you, do you know what the Bible says? Tell me what it says. Call the what now? Elders. It didn't say prescribe Panadol. Is it true? Now, I'm trying to show you how your training can negate what God is what now is saying. For us, he says, if somebody defrauds you, you know what you should do? Report him to who? To God. Believe me, the Lord's vengeance is much more than any court. But you see, because there is court, a brother takes a brother to where now? To the law court. Now, I'm trying to say, brethren, that there are things, these are things that nullify the word that you are hearing. They undermine the word you are hearing. They negate it, they frustrate it. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Yes. Yesterday, when I was coming, was it yesterday I came here? One army man, I didn't know it was an army, he was driving a bike. And when the hold up moved, he suddenly just swept out into my lane. I almost hit him. So the man was shouting at me. He was the one who was wrong. He was shouting at me, do you understand, that, you know, why am I... But what really got me annoyed was that the man said he was going to flog me. That he said, I have koboko here. That he was going to flog me. I said, me, 30 years a lawyer, you will flog me in this Nigeria. When I know the commander, brigade commander, when I know the GOC, 82 division, I'm trying to tell you what was going on through my own mind. Maybe it doesn't happen to you. But I had so much confidence in my natural what now, capacity, that I wasn't listening to the Spirit of God. I said, look at this man. If I had entered the army when I finished your service, do you know where I would have been by now? And you are, look at, I'm not sure, you're not, it was of the sergeant. And brethren, these things work within our soul. We don't, and you see, let me tell you what happens. The moment you shift from the spirit to the flesh, a lot of things change. Do you understand the point? Your own defense will do what now? Shift. Because our weapons are not what now? Carnal. Are we together, brethren? That's the truth. At that point in time, I couldn't call the Holy Spirit to come and, intervene. I was really fully what now? Armed. Say, when a strong man fully what now? Armed. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? These things are very real, my brother. They're very real. We put ourselves out of a position where God can fully what now? Intervene for us. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, so, and brethren, this is what we are fighting with. And God wants to deal with that situation. Let me read something to you. Let's go to Job and look at this Leviathan. Praise the name of the Lord. People should pray for me. Hallelujah. Job. Job chapter what now? 41. So everybody knows about Leviathan. Of course, there are different dimensions of this world. But as I was looking at this matter, God began to show me a creature that is in the sea of my soul. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, he is something else. But one thing you notice about him is that he has a very strong armor. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we there? Okay, let me read from verse 13. He says, who can strip off the crocodile's outer garments? Praise the name of the Lord. You know, when Jesus was hanging on the cross, they took away his garments, right? They stripped it. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay. Now, it says, who can penetrate his double coat of armor, coat of mail? I'm reading Amplified. Praise the name of the Lord. Verse 15 says, his scales are his pride, for his back is made up of rows of shields, shut up together as with a tight seal. One is so near to the other that no air can come between them. They are joined one to another. They stick together so that they cannot be what now? Separated. Now let me read, jump again and read verse 24. He said, his heart is as hard as a stone. Hallelujah. Indeed, as solid as what? What a nether, that's a lower millstone. Praise the name of the Lord. Verse 26. Even if one strikes at him with a sword, it cannot get hold, nor does the spear, the dart or the javelin. He counts iron as straw and bronze as rotten wood. The arrow cannot make him flee. Sling stones are treated by him as what now? Stubble. Clubs are also counted as stubble. He laughs at the rushing and rattling of the javelin. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, let me just jump. Verse 33. He says, upon the earth, there is not one who is his equal. Is a creature made without fear and behaves recklessly. That's Amplified. He looks almighty beast of prey in the face without terror. He is a monarch or a king over all the sons of pride. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, that this is a nature. This is a spirit. This is something within my soul that refuses to submit to the knowledge of what now? Of God. Are we together? This is something that has, over the years, had the word of God has been coming and coming and coming and coming and coming and coming, and yet the man remains what now? Unchanged. Praise the name of the Lord. But the Lord says, I will do what? I will smite him. Hallelujah. There is a death blow coming to the carnal mind. There is a death blow coming to our confidences. Praise the name of the Lord. Paul said, we are the true circumcision. Why circumcision? You know, he says the nature of the Philistines is the nature of what now? Uncircumcision. What is this circumcision thing? You see, from the moment that man fell, something began to happen to his what now? His heart. It began to grow what? Hard. Hello? Now let me read that. Let's go to Acts of the Apostles. I'm going to read two places there. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 28, if I'm correct. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Acts 28. Let me just read one or two verses there. Verse 27. Are we there? Paul was speaking about Israel. He says, for the heart the understanding, the soul of these people has grown dull, stupid, hardened, and calloused. This is my heart. And their ears are heavy and hard of hearing. And they have shut tight their eyes so that they may not perceive and have knowledge and become acquainted with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their souls and turn to me and be converted that I may heal them. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, it says here that the heart has become what? Hard. He said his heart is as hard as what now? A lower millstone. The heart is not sensitive. So that when the word of God comes, the heart cannot what now? Respond. That was what Stephen was shouting, Acts chapter 7. He said, you stiff-necked what now? People. Uncircumcised in what? In heart. He said, how long will you continue to actively resist the Holy Spirit? Praise the name of the Lord. Now, it means that my heart can actively resist who? Resist God. Yeah, because there are some circumstances I don't want anybody to change it. You understand the point? I am enjoying it. When the word of God comes, something within me does what now? Rises up. Praise the name of the Lord. And begins to actively, unconsciously, what now? Resist what I am hearing. Because I don't want that situation to be what? To be changed. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, brethren, God must strip away this armor. Paul said, I have no more confidence in the flesh. What men consider to be advantage, I am realizing that it can be a big what now? Disadvantage. Yeah, having a lot of money may look good. But it can be a big what now? Disadvantage. If you read the Bible very well, you will find out that having money, there's a lot of caution and admonition that goes with it. He said, warn them that are rich. Do you understand? So that they do not put their trust in what now? On certain riches. If there's a way it can affect your soul, the word of God is no longer meaningful to you. It breeds an arrogance, a hardness of heart. That somehow you think you have an advantage. You think you're better than the other person. Do you understand the point? And you think, okay, well, when this word is coming, it's for some people. Praise the name of the Lord. That they trust not. Hallelujah. Education can be a big disadvantage. Because it conditions your mind. Why do you think that the first set of disciples, why did he go for uneducated people? You think it was a mistake? No, it was not. There was absolutely no mistake about it. He wanted people who could respond what now? Fast. Without too much mental what now? Complications and calculations. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? The time was short. He didn't need people arguing philosophy and theology and this. No. He just wanted people who will hear him and do what? Believe him. Praise the name of the Lord. So what people consider, you think beauty is an advantage? A lot of people have been deceived by what now? Beauty. But the things, is our minds is not in the right place. Praise the name of the Lord. He said that charm is deceitful. Have you read that before? It is. You see a young girl walking. She's, trying to, deceitful. And beauty is what now? Vain. You know what it means, vain? Vain is something that goes to no issue, has no value, nothing. Praise the name of the Lord. But a woman that feared the Lord, she shall be what now? Praised. Meanwhile, when you want to marry, do you understand the point? I found out that beauty, most men that cheat are the ones that have the most beautiful wife. And then you see the people that they cheat with, their house helps. Do you understand the point? Who have not had their bath in 5 days. And then you're wondering, what? Do you understand the point? What's going on? Praise the name of the Lord. There is something about the heart that God wants to do what now? Change. Paul said that What men consider to be advantage, I have weighed it. And I've considered it one big loss compared to the excellency. He calls it the surpassing privilege, the pride of knowing Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. May the Lord strip me. Hallelujah. I'm still wearing certain things. And I want to be stripped so that I am defenseless. I cannot fight God. I trust God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I trust that God can fight for me. And believe me, brethren, God can fight for you. If we begin to allow Him to strip us, and woe to the person who starts making trouble with you. I'm telling you, he will be dead before he knows it. Praise the name of the Lord. You don't think God can kill? God owns life. He can take it, you understand, without answering to what now? Anybody. He's not under this law. If he kills a man today, it's his life. He takes his property. If I come here and take my car key, nobody asks me, where are you going to with the car key? Do you understand? It's mine. Praise the name of the Lord. The more we rely on the Lord, the more He will fight for us. Praise the name of the Lord. The more we see God's power working on our what now? Our behalf. Most times we pray as a last word now, resort. When medicine has failed, when your connections have failed, you now go to God as a last resort. Say, Lord, I've tried everything. Yeah! You know, I was talking with a brother in Congo. So he said, God told him, you worship money. And he said, Lord, how do I worship money? He was shocked. And God says, I tell you, do this. And then you now go to money. I said, money? God says I should do this and so. Money, can it be done? Money says, for where? Look at your pocket now. Do you understand the point? And he goes back to God. Say, well, I've talked to money. Money says, it cannot be done. Have you ever done that before? No, let's tell the truth now. We are holy people. Hallelujah. Yes. God says something. Now you go and consult money. And money says it's not possible. They teach us in economics that what is limited now? Wants are unlimited, but resources are what? Limited. But God is what now? Unlimited. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So God is in the business of dismantling our confidence, stripping us of the things that we have so relied upon. We have rested, and because of it, God is speaking, and the money that you have relied upon is telling you, don't mind him. You understand? Let him talk now, he's God. Where is the money? Are we together? So before even the word lands on you, money has said, it's not what? Possible. So you're not even giving space for this word to do what? To settle down. So that word has been frustrated. That word has been what now? Undermined. That word has been nullified and negated because of a consciousness, a mentality, an attitude within your soul. And we wonder why nothing is happening. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So this giant Goliath, you know, let me not get to the Goliath yet. You know, when Israel entered the promised land, you know, God told them in Deuteronomy chapter 9, He said, Israel, you are about to go into a land to possess a land. You're going to see cities walled up unto heaven. And then inside it, you're going to see what now? Giants. The question is, who are these? What is this city? Praise the name of the Lord. Where is it? Now let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Let's start there and then we'll start going back. 2 Corinthians 10. Praise the name of the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Praise the name of the Lord. Sorry, let me get that. If you reach there, say praise the Lord. Oh, some people are there already. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, let me read from this place, then I'll look for some other translations. Verse 3 says, for though we walk in the flesh, we live in the flesh, we are not carrying on our warfare according to the flesh and using mere human weapons. Praise the name of the Lord. For the weapons of our warfare are not what? Physical weapons of flesh and blood. But they are mighty before God for the overthrow and what now? Destruction of strongholds. Praise the name of the Lord. Now it says we cast down what? King James says we cast down imaginations. Amplified says we refute arguments and theories and reasonings and every proud and lofty thing that set itself up against the true knowledge of God. And we lead every thought and purpose away captive into the obedience of Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Paul said we refute what? Arguments. Now believe me, this thing inside you has ordered its argument. You know, sometimes, okay, you go to an unbeliever to preach. I remember the first time we went, where I was in school, the year I got born again, my first year, and they sent us out on evangelism, me and one sister. And the sister, of all places, she went to the office of a lawyer. That lawyer is now a senior advocate of Nigeria. So the moment we came, this man just opened Isaiah chapter 4 and said, 7 women shall take hold of one man. Yeah, I'm telling you. And the sister got confused. She couldn't explain it. She didn't know what to say. And that was the end of the evangelism. Me, I didn't know anything. I was just following a senior sister. You know, this was an argument. Now, people do this because they are protecting themselves. Men will use all kinds of arguments. There are many arguments people use. Some men will tell you that, you say, you know, that body no be wood. We are human beings. We are like fish in the water. You know, we say all these things. Actually, it is something inside us that is protecting its what now? Territory. Because when light comes into darkness, darkness has to do what? To give way. So Paul said we demolish these arguments. We must cast them down. Some of us have strongholds in our minds. Praise the name of the Lord. We believe certain things. You know, in my family, nobody has ever bought a car before. Do you understand the point? And if they say, oh, God can bless you, God can prosper you, he said, yes, maybe for this person, maybe for that person, but surely not for me. Your mind is set against what God is saying. You believe. But Jacob was calling it the mentality of what now? A slave. Somebody who has been in bondage from birth. Does not know any other. You see, cannot believe that this gospel has a power to do what? To save and to change. Praise the name of the Lord. So there are all kinds of theories that we raise up. Praise the name of the Lord. We have ideas. We have all kinds of things. And we hold them up in our minds. Praise the name of the Lord. And they work against the word of God. Sometimes it's the experience of somebody else. Oh, they prayed for this brother and he died. You know what the Bible says? Forget the former things. Forget about what happened this morning. From now, things can do what now? Can change. Believe me. It doesn't matter what happened. Let me tell you, God is moving towards glory. That my failure of yesterday is not my tomorrow. Are we together, brethren? So it is not a right. Believe me, brethren, God is on the move. So the experiences of a brother, you know, there are some people, they say, that they are believing God and they died. That shouldn't stop you from believing God. Are you together? Yes. I don't know their story. I know my story. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't say, these people, they said, you know, when Paul was preaching, they said, that man, he called some people and went into the wilderness. His Paul said, I'm not him. They say, oh, are you not that other man? He said, no. Do you understand the point? I know what I have. I have a mandate from who now? From God. Praise the name of the Lord. So don't allow other people's experiences to determine yourself. Don't allow what happened yesterday. Praise the name of the Lord. See, Peter, James was killed. It doesn't mean that Peter must also do what now? Die. Are you understanding me, brethren? No way. They could have said, well, oh, it's like Herod can kill anybody. Herod can't kill anybody. He can't kill anybody. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? Every day, keep pushing. Today, this veil is not like what it was yesterday. It's cracking. Are we together, brethren? It's cracking. Every time the church hits it, the veil keeps giving way. And one day somebody will do what now? Will break through. You must believe that that is the condition of heart that produces miracles. Praise the name of the Lord. When I read this, like a mighty wind, my dear, I became uncomfortable. And I'm encouraging everybody here, if you get that book, read it. Meltari. I mean, I said, how can this be? But actually, that's the way it should be. There was nothing God didn't do with those people, including walking on water. Who has read the book here now? Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, including walking on water. That's including in the night, they would be passing through the forest. And the lights, physical light, would be shining on their way. They didn't know where they were going. The light, they would just be following the light until they get to the place. Somebody died, had been dead for 7 days. And they said, gather around him and be singing songs. Sing 7 songs. He sang the first one and the thing was smelling. He sang the... Believe, and I'm talking, just a brother like us. Praise the name of the Lord. It is incredible. But brethren, God is about to do great things. My mentality must begin to change. If you have seen God powerless, God not manifesting, prepare for something new. And I believe that the first preparation is a change of what now? Our mentality. This head of Goliath must do what? It must go. It resists God. It's in enmity against God. Praise the name of the Lord. It says here that we cast down strongholds. These are mindsets that have been there over the years. When you think about yourself, sometimes it is in respect of this mindset. We see ourselves in a position where God cannot even, do you understand, heal us. When they are talking about healing here, you have become so used to a situation that you're not expecting anything to do what now to happen. Do you understand that? You have accepted your lot. This is the way it is. Don't accept it, brethren. Hallelujah. God is about to show himself again. It could start today. So, you see, brethren, something has to be changing within us. Begin to seek the God of miracle. Hallelujah. Working his miracles. Fighting in our battles, brethren. Healing in our bodies. Hallelujah. Delivering us from strongholds. If you have settled for a small God, because in our minds, this God is very small. Really small. When you really see a big God, you expect big things. Praise the name of the Lord. You expect great things. Hallelujah. So, brethren, it says that every high thing, one translation says, every rampant. You know, we build walls of what now? Fortification to stop. You know, just like Jericho. They shut Jericho. They locked it up so that nobody can come in. Nobody can do what now? Go out. Our minds, our souls can be like that. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, the Bible tells us that a brother offended can be like a strong city. Do you understand? His offense, his bitterness is like a bar. He is shot. You go to him, you are not just making any headway. God says, those strongholds must be what now? Cast down. So that I can have access to my brother and to my what now? My sister. A brother offended is like a strong city. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The mind must be taken captive. The head of Goliath must be what now? Cut off. Praise the name of the Lord. Now let's look at this man, Goliath. You know, the Bible said that when David killed Goliath, you know what he did? He took a sling, right? And slung it at him. And where did the thing hit? His forehead. Praise the name of the Lord. Why the forehead? Now, let me tell you something, brethren. You see, every one of us has a forehead. It is also called a foreskin. Are we together? It's a dominant aspect of your personality. There is, in for the whole aspect of my fleshliness, there is a principal what now, part, that controls the other ones. If you smite that one, the rest of the Philistines will do what? They will flee. Praise the name of the Lord. And that's what God wants to target. When you meet me, that's the first thing you notice about me. This brother is very, do you understand? Pushy. Do you understand the point? Or is very loud. He's always talk. Something about me. And God wants to do what? To smite it. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God wants to smite it. And not just smite it. He said that the stone hit the forehead and did what? And sank where? Sank inside. It penetrated the skull. But then there are barriers in my mind that the word of God must what? Penetrate. The Bible says that the word of God is quick, active, sharper than what now? Any two-edged sword. Piercing what now? Asunder. The word has power to pierce through the barriers on my mind. Praise the name of the Lord. Break through these barriers and begin to judge. You know, when Pharaoh's, have you seen this crown of Pharaoh? Right at the forehead here is what now? The serpent. It's the intelligence of the serpent. It's the corrupt, depraved mind that is actively what now? Hostile to who? To God. It must be pierced through. We hear the word of God, but God wants to pierce through. There was a man. His name was Sisera. He was a general of the Syrian army. And he came up against Israel. Praise the name of the Lord. Now when he was defeated, he was running. And he came to the tent of a woman. Her name was Jael. And he fell asleep there. And the woman took a tent peg. Praise the name of the Lord. And took a hammer. And did what? Pierced his skull. Pierced it through. Now brethren, God is raising a sharp sword that will pierce the skin of the Leviathan, that will puncture his armor, that will break through the barriers that you and I have erected over the years, that has hindered and resisted and limited our capacity to apprehend the saving energy. There is a saving energy in this world, but there are barriers. And brethren, it says we must cast them what? Down. Praise the name of the Lord. This things must be cast down. Hallelujah. This head must go. There was a man, his name was Sheba, the son of Bichri. Sheba raised up a cry. He said to your tents, O Israel, we have no inheritance in the sons of David. Scatter Israel, everybody go to your tents. Yorubas, go to your place. Hausas, go to your place. Do you understand the point? Hello? Akwaibom, brethren, go to Akwaibom. Every man to his tent. Hallelujah. And David said, if we leave this man, there is serious wahala. So they went after Sheba. And he ran into what now? A city. Praise the name of the Lord. Joab came up against that city and was battering the city. Because the city had walls. Praise the name of the Lord. Then one wise woman inside the city came up. And said, why are you destroying the Lord's inheritance? Joab said, I have no problem with this city. But there is somebody inside this city that has raised up his head against the Lord. Hand him over and I will leave you alone. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, sometimes when the Lord begins to tribulate us, you know what I mean by tribulating? Trouble you, shake you up and down. It's not because he's your enemy. But there is something inside me, something inside you, that is what now? Actively in rebellion against God. Now the Lord says all you need to do is to cut off the head and do what? Throw it over the wall and your trouble and tribulation will do what? Will come to an end. Praise the name of the Lord. This is the purpose of the tribulation that we all are up against. Praise the name of the Lord. the Lord is about to change something. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, there is a spirit that is at work. When you read Acts chapter 13, there was a man, his name was Elimaeus. You know him? He was the son of who now? Jesus. Is that correct? Bar-Jesus. You know, there are many sons of Jesus. You know, Barabbas was also Jesus Barabbas. That was his name. Praise the name of the Lord. Elimaeus was Bar-Jesus. And the Bible tells us that God brought a word to Sergius Paulus, the word of life. Now, Elimaeus had always been Sergius Paulus' counselor and spiritual director. So he felt that this word was a threat to his word now, his position. So the Bible says he rose up to withstand, to resist, and to cause this man not to what now? Listen. Now that's a mystery going on where in my mind. He says, Paul said to him, will you stop subverting and what? Diverting and resisting the saving purposes of God. When the word comes to you, there is a bad Jesus here. You know, he diverts. Sometimes you hear a word and something inside the text, that was for Bochijoke. Are you getting my point? So you shout, preach it! Preach it! If that word has anything to do with you, you will never receive it. Because you have already apportioned it to who now? To Bochijoke. Praise the name of the Lord. The other one comes and says, it's for Bosam. It's for the elders. Do you understand the point? Praise God. It's for the elders. As you do that, that man inside is what? Diverting. He's also subverting. Because you see, if you don't believe that the word is for you, the impact of that word, you cannot feel it. The instruction in that word, you cannot do it. Praise the name of the Lord. And that's the truth of the matter. So brethren, God wants to judge. So David cut off the head of Goliath. You know what he did with it? He carried it to Jerusalem. Almost 40 miles. Now, the Hebrew Jewish rabbis tell us that he took it and went and buried it on a hill. Hallelujah! On a hill. This hill is called the place of the skull. That's where he buried the head of Goliath. And now God, in his wisdom, when his son was to be crucified, to bring a judgment on that head, that rebellion, that resistance. It was on the same place that the cross was what now? Was put. Praise the name of the Lord. So God has declared a judgment on the natural mind that will not submit to what now? To God. Praise the name of the Lord. So brethren, there is a battle going on. John the Baptist came preaching. You remember John the Baptist declaring a new dispensation. And then one woman rose up. Her name was what? Herodias. How many people remember her here? Praise the name of the Lord. Now, Herodias is a type of Jezebel. How many people know that? Praise the name of the Lord. Just like Elijah, John the Baptist was a type of who now? Elijah. So who does Ahab represent? Sorry, who does Herod represent? I've given you the answer already. Ahab. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, this, because of the ministry that John brought, Herodias hated John. So she was seeking an opportunity. And when the opportunity came, the daughter danced. Herod said, whatever you want, I'll give you. He said, go and ask for what now? The head. There is a shout for your head. There is somebody has demanded your head. Don't joke with it. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If I were you, I would go and submit to the Lord. Let him cut off this one. How did he get the head of John the Baptist? Jesus said in Revelation chapter 2, I have this thing against you. You allow that woman, Jezebel, to do what now? To teach. It was doctrine. The church today has been corrupted by polluted what now? Doctrines that have separated men from a proper relationship with who now? With Christ. You have substituted your pastor. You have substituted your GO. You have substituted even the church. You have substituted the building. You have substituted the organization. You understand? In the place of who now? Of Christ. So instead of a personal relationship with the head, your head has been what? Has been cut off. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? Hallelujah. So God is working. Praise the name of the Lord. David cut off the head of Goliath. I pray that God will cut off my head. Hallelujah. Let my resistance cease. Let my, you know, this natural mind that is enmity against God, let it come to what now? An end. Praise the name of the Lord. And let the mind of Christ be what? Given to me. So that when the word of God comes, I will respond. Praise the name of the Lord. I will respond. I will respond without resistance. He said, receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to do what? To save you. You know what meekness is? It means I'm not resisting God. I'm not challenging God. I don't know better than God. Do you understand the point? I'm not fighting Him. I'm simply what now? Submitting. I acknowledge that God knows better than me. The word of God is superior to my thinking. Praise the name of the Lord. Every high thing that is resisting God has been what now? Cast down. Praise the name of the Lord. And the word of God is having what? It access. It says that this word is able to save what? My soul. It can change my mind. It can change my emotions. It can change my appetite. The things that I used to like, I thought I could not do without this thing. Somehow, I find out that I've lost appetite for it. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, when you like something and somebody's preaching to you, don't do this. You have problem, oh. Do you know that? You have serious problem. One thing you do, like I used to do when I was a younger Christian, I'll just close my mind. I say, let him talk that one. When he's talking something else that I want, then I will do what again? I will open up. Young people do that a lot. No be so. Hello? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's true. But you see, when the Lord begins to take off that mind and begins to give me a new, what now? Mind with a new appetite. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I begin to like the things of God. I begin to like God. I begin to like the presence of God. It's not a problem for me to be in the presence of God for 3 days, for 4 days, or to stay in one meeting. I remember many years ago, at Ipe, praise the name of the Lord, this was in the early 90s. People would just, there's no meeting, no. I just pack my bag, I just feel a burden, I want to go and pray. By the time I get there, there are brethren. Believe me, brethren. That is people dropping their bag, coming up from all over the place. And that's how meeting starts. One meeting, we started that meeting in the evening by 5 p.m. We just gathered, let's pray. And we ended that meeting 4 p.m. the next day. I hope you understand what I'm saying. 4 p.m. the next day. And it was consistent. There was fire all through. Everybody was hungry. Nobody felt, oh, let's this meeting close. Praise the name of the Lord. God must change our minds. God must take away this consciousness, this mentality. It is working against me. The things that God says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. I have good plans for you. But there is something inside me, inside you, that is actually what now? Subverting the saving purposes of God. But brethren, the Bible said that Paul stood up to rebuke Elimaeus and said, today, judgment has what? Has come upon you. Praise the name of the Lord. I believe, brethren, that there is judgment. Hallelujah! There is judgment from the word of the Lord, judgment from the Spirit of God against this natural mind. The mind works. I shared a story with the brethren of what happened in my house. I think I'm going to share that here. I said rats, when we moved in, the back door was not closed and we traveled. Because actually there was no door there. It was just the burglary proof. So by the time we came back, rats. And when I say rats, king, you know what they call king rats? Giant ones had invaded the house. And if you think you're man, you're big, just wait until you are sleeping and rats are running all over the house, like they own the house. Now, we tried the known things. We put the rat Bible. The thing just caught one rat. And I don't know what happened. After that, the rats were doing jump and pass. They just come there, they just jump, sham like this. So at a point, we knew that as far as the physical was concerned, we were exhausted. So we decided to fast and what now? And pray. Imagine praying and fasting about rats. So we fasted and prayed. And you know, the Lord swept in and cleared the whole rats. Not one rat was left in the house. Do you understand the point? Everything gone. We, you know, you say you look for the Egyptians, you will not see them again. You know, and praise God. But you see, this mind is a problem. So my mind now began to work. I said, there must be a logical explanation for this. Are you understanding my point? It is unwilling to accept the miraculous. It is unwilling to accept that the supernatural. You are looking for a logical word now, explanation for a miracle. And it is this thing that makes miracles far away from us. What should I be doing? I should be giving God what now? Thanks. And expecting more miracles. I say one day, God, we are going to live in the realm of the miraculous. And this man will no longer be an obstruction and what now? A hindrance. I expect miracles to happen in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening, because this is the kingdom of what now? Of God. That's what we are fighting, brethren. Praise the name of the Lord. So I believe, brethren, that we are the threshold. This battle is about to come to an end. Goliath is about to fall. Hallelujah. And David is about to what now? Rise. God said, I will give you David, that he will be your king. What does that mean? It simply means that the spirit is going to be what now? Ruling. It's a mind of the spirit that will bring forth a life of the spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. So I don't know if you have a problem with your mind. I don't know if in any way you feel that there is something here that is resisting and hindering and subverting the saving purpose of God. Praise the name of the Lord. I believe that God wants to address the matter. God wants to judge the matter. So that with, brethren, believing hearts, we will respond to the word of God. And believe me, if you believe God, the things that God said he would do, do you understand? He would do them. He's not a liar. Praise the name of the Lord. So may God circumcise our hearts. May he disconnect us from our natural head. May he give us a new head. Praise the name of the Lord. And may the word of God begin to profit us. It is given to us for our profiting. The word of God is given to bring us and bring us into the land of our inheritance. God bless you all.